So, OpenAI dropped prices on Luna and Terra yesterday, and I want to hear why you think this is less exciting than it sounds.
Because the efficiency frontier framing is doing a lot of work to hide what's actually happening, which is pretty straightforward. They built more capacity, got better at serving models cheaply, and now they're pricing aggressively to lock in volume. That's smart business, but it's not some breakthrough in how models work or how inference works.
Right.
Luna at 80% cheaper is a pricing decision, not an efficiency discovery. The engineering is real. Sol apparently optimized its own kernels and bumped token generation efficiency by 15%. But that's one model. Luna was already cheap. Making it cheaper is just making it cheaper.
Okay, but here's the part that actually lands for me. The pitch is, use Sol to design the plan, use Luna to implement it. That's not a pricing move, that's a workflow shape. And the reason teams haven't done that before is because Luna was expensive enough that splitting your work across two models didn't make economic sense. Now it does.
Fair, but you're describing the ideal case where your workflow neatly splits into figure out what to do and do the thing. Most real workflows don't look like that.
No, most don't. But some do. And the teams that do get a real product win here, they can move more work into automation without blowing their budget. That's not nothing.
I'm not saying it's nothing. I'm saying it's a pricing ladder, not a capability story. And the article keeps using efficiency as if the efficiency is happening in the model or the inference stack, when really it's happening in the cost curve. Though I will say, there's a detail in here that's actually interesting. They mentioned the agentic harness that connects them to tools and context as one of the three efficiency levers. And that's the part I don't fully understand from the article.
That's the part that ties back to what we landed on in episode 803, right? Agent systems force you to make your context explicit. And if your context is explicit, you can be smarter about routing it.
Right. So the harness isn't simpler. It's just that Luna is cheap enough now that you can afford to be less perfect with the routing and still come out ahead.
Exactly. Which means the real product win is the infrastructure plus the cheaper execution, not the agent intelligence itself. The agent is just the forcing function that makes you build the infrastructure.
Okay, that I buy. But it also means adoption depends on whether teams have actually built that infrastructure, not just on whether Luna is cheap.
True. And most teams haven't. So the pricing move helps the teams that already have their act together, and it doesn't really change anything for the teams that don't.
Which is why the framing matters. If you read the article, you'd think this is about some new insight into efficiency. It's actually about capacity and pricing.
Okay, I can't disagree with that.
That said, the fast mode for Sol is cleaner. 2.5 times faster for twice the price is a pure trade-off. No routing, no workflow redesign. Just, do you want this faster, and how much are you willing to pay?
Right. And that's backward compatible with the old priority processing tag, so teams don't even have to rewrite their code.
Exactly. That's good product thinking. The rest of it is good business thinking, but it's not as clean.
So where does this land for you? Is this a watch what happens moment, or is it more of a we know how this plays out?
I think it's watch what happens. The pricing is aggressive, and the question is whether teams actually split their workflows or whether Luna just becomes the default for everything that doesn't absolutely need Sol. If it's the latter, OpenAI's just printing money. If it's the former, there's a real product story.
And you can probably tell by looking at usage patterns in 6 months.
Yeah. If Luna is being used for anything other than, I need something cheap, then the workflow splitting is real.
I'd bet Luna ends up being used for a lot more than that. The price is low enough that teams will find reasons to use it even if they weren't planning to split their workflows. That's the market-shaping part of this move.
That's fair. Cheap enough changes behavior. But that's a different story than we discovered in efficiency frontier.
Right. The real story is, we built enough capacity and got good enough at serving it that we can price this way and still make money. Which is boring and also exactly why it matters.
See? Now you're speaking my language.